ABC Radio Australia.
I am 66 years old now. Before I never seen any cyclone like that or any floods like that. This is the first time I ever seen what happened in our village during the cyclone. My name is Esra Malaba. I'm from Nambabatu village in the district of Andakiti in the province of Madwata.
And just describe where we're actually standing at the moment too.
I am standing in the old church of Nambabatu village, which was destroyed by the cyclone Yasa in Nambabatu village.
How do you feel standing in here now seeing this?
I feel sorry because this is where we have to worship our God, and now it's destroyed by the cyclone.
It's been over a year since the cyclone, and some of the community from Nambabatu village are still living in large, white, heavy-duty tents. Just down the hill from the church is the evacuated village, which is meant to be empty. So this is the old village then?
This is the old village, which is called Nambabatu. This is the footpath that is going to the accessway.
Yep.
Going from the main road up here to the village.
So nobody lives here now? I mean, I can hear a few people around.
Yes, a few people are still here.
And are they supposed to be here? Or?
No, they're not supposed to be here.
Okay. Here's a resident. Do you know this person?
This is my cousin's son.
Can I ask you a question? Are you living in the village at the moment, or?
Yep. Yeah.
Are you supposed to be living in the village?
I am.
Yep. So we just spoke to somebody in the village, and they said that they didn't really have to leave if they didn't want to.
Yeah.
Is that the case, or?
No. He's supposed to say that because it is by the government.
Right.
So some of them they dislike to go, but some. They obey the government what they say.
The new location for the village still hasn't been finalised yet. But for now, there's a temporary site set up for the community to live in.
The government provided us with a tent. It's almost 1 year, 5 months already, been in the tent.
So it's a temporary accommodation?
Yeah, temporary accommodation. But we love it there. Yeah. It's hot in the day,
yeah.
Cool in the night. Yeah, but it's okay. That is why we are fishing.
Yeah.
But we are looking forward
for
the new site to relocate.
Yeah.
For all our members of the Nambabatu village to relocate in this place.
Pacific Prepared.